Beit Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit Bavli, Daf Lamed Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Chesamad Beis, at the second Mishnah on the page, Rabbi Leze Oime. Rabbi Leze Oime, Noitil Adam Kisim Lechatsoif Boshinov, Magabev Menachotse, Madlik, Shekoma Shebechotse Muchan. Rabbi Leze says that one may take a splinter to pick his teeth and gather from the courtyard to light a fire with it, as everything in the courtyard is considered prepared for us. Racham say one may gather from what is in front of him in the house and light it. Gemara says ma beinehoin, that is sibur beinehem, adaita de Rabbi Leze, oisin sibur, adaita de Rabbanon, ain oisin sibur. The Gemara asks over which case is a dispute to make a pile of firewood in front of him. According to Rabbi Leze, it's permitted, and according to Rabbanon, it's prohibited. The next Mishnah says, "Ein moitzin es ha'or lemina eitzim v'lemina avonim v'lo min ha'mayim." One may not start a fire from firewood, stones, or water by putting water in a glass container. When the sun is strong, the water can produce a spark and ignite a fire. Ve'im alabnin es ha'rafim l'tzlois aleim. One may not heat roof planks in order to use them to roast. Ve'oydam v'leze oimed adam al hamukse er shabbos b'shviyis v'oime mikan li oichel lemacha. Another law of Rabbi Leze is that a person may stand next to drying fruits on Erev Shabbos during Shvi'is and verbally designate them before Yom Tov. Since they are Shemitah produce, they are exempt from tithes. V'chacham say he may designate only by first marking them and then declaring that he wishes to use them on Yom Tov. The Gemara says, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that the taught that one may not heat roof planks in order to use them to roast on. One writes the reads that one may heat roof planks, and one reads that one may not. Amr Chista, Manda Amma Malabnin, Bevedukin, Manda Amma Emalabnin, Besheina Bedukin. Amr Chista says that the text that says that it's permitted refers to planks that were already checked and that the heat would not ruin them. The text that says it's prohibited refers to planks that were not checked. If the heat does ruin them, it means that he toiled unnecessarily. The Mishnah taught that another law of Rabbi Leizer is a person may stand next to drying fruits on Erev Shabbos during Shvi'is and verbally designate them before Yom Tov, since the Shemitah produce are exempt from tithes. The Gemara asks that the opinion of Rabbi Leizer has been switched, as the Mishnah taught earlier. Beshame says that one may not take birds unless he shook, means he designated them before Yom Tov. Is Rabbi Leizer not a student of Beshame? Chaimer hu b'dor sheish b'ruachayim. The answer is it's a stringency that they made for a living creature, that it's a more severe type of mukzah. V'chachamayim imad yosham v'yem mikan v'ad kan. The Mishnah taught that he may designate only by first marking them and declaring that he wishes to use them on Yom Tov. V'chalfa should sign the Rabbanon, the Tanin and Tamon. The Gemara asks that the opinion of Chachamim has been switched, as in the Mishnah earlier taught that Beis Hillel says he should declare that I'm taking from this and that, and here the Chachamim require marking them. Certainly there's more reason to be stringent there, as they're living creatures. I think one does not answer this question. Hadnolach Perakamevi.